Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Guys, Steve-O is not feeling well. You can hear it if you listen.
The phone lines won't unjam. What is happening?
I know what's happening.
I had to get coffee this morning, dude. I am.
You tired?
Yeah.
Are you tired? Are you tired? I'm a vampire.
Dawn gets home today.
She do. She texted me early this morning and said she was boarding the flight.
Nice. So that's good news for you, buddy.
Heck yeah.
Gearing up for a very short week, guys. This is it today only, and then Matt and I are taking the rest of the week off.
And the rest of the year.
Yeah. We're excited about that.
Yeah, we are. We lost our jobs.
We did.
Sight.
But that's okay. It's okay. We'll see you guys again in 2015 for our new internet show.
That's right. Mitch is, she's calling it Mornings with Mitch. It's just her. She's
strong.
Never going to have any guests.
So strong.
And she fired Doug, too, who had a baby yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't have anything ready to go. Ding. Oh.
She fired Doug.
No,
oh,
like the.
Mitch, why would
the,
you
like,
fire Doug?
Where is the stupid. This new system.
Oh.
Where is the stupid camera?
Congratulations.
Hey, look, the camera has fallen, but let's try to find it by the view that we have. Okay, let's see. Mystery. Mystery.
Oh, I found this one.
Wait, there's my hand. Hang on. Oh, there it is. Booyah.
Boom.
Wow, there. There's the camera.
There we go.
Look, everybody, I got a haircut.
You look like Peter Parker.
You look like Peter Pan.
Okay. Who Mitch is looks like Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan's traditionally played by a woman.
Yeah.
I was insulting
a tiny
you.
Little woman.
Oh, hey, I think this has come undone for real. There it is. Yep.
This nope.
This is a mess.
MyStaticRadio.com if you would like to watch the de-evolution of a webcam. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. We are here. We're so excited. Producer Doug is not here, but don't worry. We're not held all by ourselves. We didn't want to be. Even though you wake up on certain days and you feel alone, feel like nobody's there for you anymore. You ever feel like that, guys?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Like, ever. I've never, ever felt like that. Ugh, losers.
I feel like that most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, me too. Like, a lot. Usually, regularly.
You are being Randall Fitting.
Man, all the time. I just feel like that, you know, guys? Just all the time.
Randall Fitting.
What do you mean? No, man, no. That's how I feel. Like,
you
regularly.
You gotta fit in.
Yeah, no, all the time. So it's going to be a good show today. We're excited. It's Monday. Mad Lib Monday, of course, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But to get you there.
Sniffles.
We got some Muzak.
Sniffles and mucus.
Matthew from Albuquerque, he was trying to chime in earlier.
He was. Mitch wouldn't answer the
phone. Gosh. Producer Mitch today.
Producer Mitch.
Yeah. She got here early. She got here earlier to hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Wow. Cool. Deuces. All right.
She's a cool gal.
Yeah. So, that's good. All right. We're going to keep it going.
I want to thank Steve-O for getting me breakfast.
I got you a McGriddle, buddy.
Yep.
And then I got an Egg McMuffin and was like, that sounds really gross right now because I don't feel well. So, we'll see how it works out. Hopefully we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. On the way, of course, breaking news, birthdays. Producer Mitch this morning, so let's hope she doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She won't.
Okay. That's good. All right.
It'll be good.
We got a culture shock for you right now. This one coming from Mumford & Sons. If you ever have suggestions for culture shocks, studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address. Get there, check it out, or learn more at mystaticradio.com/culture shock. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
He couldn't find it.
This thing is so huge!
Where was it? Okay. Explain to me what happened.
I couldn't find the hotkey because it's just too, there's too many of them.
Oh, I see. It was
so many buttons.
The tab wasn't open.
Yeah.
So what's this little blue guy over here that was just sitting here the whole time? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's weird. Why is it blue?
I don't know. Guys, today... Wait, what is today? The 24th? Today is November 24th. Yeah. Monday, November 24th, 2014. The number of the day is 95. It's a percentage. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a percentage. 95%.
95%. The percentage of Americans who are going to be waking up early for some kind of deal on Friday.
Probably. But it's the percentage of Iceland or Ireland? Hang on. Iceland's population that's online, which is
wow.
The vast majority of the country, and I think that's more than any other country.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
95%, Mitch. She's excited. She loves percentages.
She's soups paying attention to.
Soups.
She
loves soups so much. Fine soups, fine cheeses. She
soups
loves
them. Isn't really a shortcut because soups and super have the same exact number of letters. I really could have said super.
You could have said soup.
Soup.
Soup. The U.S. Navy has a drone-killing laser. That sounds like the coolest thing I have ever heard. Our friend Jamie, his wife Christy, works at Best Buy.
That's right.
And somebody brought back some kind of drone thing, and she got to mess with it.
I know, so jealous.
It looked really cool. It looked like a remote-control helicopter to me.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a drone. I thought it was a remote-control helicopter. I wasn't really excited about that. Seems like remote-control helicopters just aren't that cool. But then when she said it was a drone, I was like, wait, maybe this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was convinced. To get into the holiday spirit, TGI Fridays UK announced that it will be unleashing festive drones equipped with sprigs of mistletoe in the dining area of their restaurant to encourage customers to smooch each other.
Huh.
That's cool. TGI Fridays UK. I didn't know they were over there. They are.
Do they do Fridays in the UK?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They do Fridays every day in the UK.
I thought that was an American thing.
No.
Huh.
After record snowfall in Buffalo, residents are preparing for rain and flooding this week. They can't get a break. Did you see all that snow? People died.
What?
People died trying to go outside, going outside and shoveling it. And they stayed outside too long and they died.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
A lot of people did. It was like 10 people or something. Thanksgiving is just a couple of days away. Hope you got your gifts for me ready.
No, well, that's...
That's a tradition. Everybody gives me gifts on Thanksgiving and they say, we're thankful for you.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know why everybody gives me these presents, but that's fine.
I already got you yours. It's the sausage McGriddle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I expect more.
Mm.
Black Friday is coming up on Friday. This Friday. Lots of supposed deals. Lots of people. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Are we?
I don't know.
Are you going to be well enough?
I was talking to Chrissy about it yesterday. Debating.
Are you going to mentally conquer your sickness so we can go?
I'm
going to
try.
Mm.
You know?
That's all you got to do.
I'm going to try.
Mentally conquer it. President Obama hopped off his helicopter to retrieve his forgotten BlackBerry in the White House. He had a forgotten BlackBerry. He uses a BlackBerry. Maybe I should do that. Use a BlackBerry.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I think you wouldn't get texts from me anymore.
Good.
I don't like it.
I won't do
Can't
it.
Can't do it, buddy.
Me and Doug would
Anytime
text each
Anytime it goes
other.
Green, I just say, nope.
Hmm. That's just part of life. Doug had a baby yesterday. That's big breaking news.
Breaking news.
Doug and Shannon welcome Jackson. What's his middle name? Grace.
Slamananga.
Jackson. Grace. Case. Into the world yesterday.
Space case.
He said he was going to tell me all about it today at work.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
Actually, I said he was going to tell me all about it today at work, but he's not here today. So
yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to hear about it. I don't know why his priorities aren't straight either, but I can't fix that. You can't fix somebody else's priorities. You can only just deal with it.
Yeah.
That's just part of life, too. The latest Hunger Games movie is number one at the box office, but... It fell short of predictions. It made only $123 million.
Wow.
That's all.
Dude, that movie was amazing.
It was.
Gosh.
I wish you would have seen it.
No, totally. I went and saw it.
You did,
I saw
bet.
It like three times this weekend with all my friends who went and saw it. Mm-hmm. All the different times they went and saw it without inviting me.
I feel like this is directed more at Mitch than me.
Yeah.
Because she's here. Yeah. Mitch, I'm so happy you're here.
That makes one of us.
Research shows that poor diets may adversely affect mental health in all stages of life, Mitch. All stages. Yep. That means right now. Poor diet. You gotta quit eating all that baby food. Mitch got an orange juice this morning, and she said, look, I'm getting all this vitamin C. I'm gonna feel better. And I said, it's a good thing it's got all that sugar in it, so your immune system will break down even more.
Yeah. Truth.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Research shows poor diets may adversely affect mental health.
What?
In all stages.
I feel like that's me.
I feel like I have a poor diet because I read that twice. Rapper and DJ Biz Markie have dropped an impressive... He has dropped an impressive 140 pounds. This, I don't know if...
Have you seen him?
No.
He's crazy thin.
I don't know if this thing... If Doug usually spell checks this joker, but this thing today...
Yeah.
Has the worst grammar it's ever had in it.
Why?
Straight up.
All the stuff you wrote has poor grammar? What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I prepare this myself. No doubt a quality turkey is important for a great Thanksgiving meal, but proper preparation makes all the difference and can even make a bargain bird taste like it was prepared at a five-star restaurant. But even if you decide to splurge a little, how much would you drop for a single turkey?
Well, this last weekend I dropped 40 bucks.
Yeah?
That was a splurge, trust me.
Erica Meyer's family thought she was nuts for spending nearly $200.
Oh my gosh!
On her Thanksgiving turkey, but once the Florida mother of two served the slow roasted bird garnished with butter, salt, and pepper to her 19 member family last year.
That's how many people will have.
They instantly begged for leftovers. This lady continues to buy pricey turkeys because they are allowed to roam freely outdoors instead of remaining cooped up in a barn. Free range turkeys are allowed access outside for more than 51% of their lifetimes. But I ask, can they get on the internet?
I've been massaging my turkey for, like, days.
That's incredible. Nationally, yeah. The $18 billion turkey business generates big bucks each year. In 2012, more than 210 million turkeys were consumed in the U.S., 46 million of which were eaten by Mitch on Thanksgiving. Nearly 88% of Americans said they eat turkey during Thanksgiving. I eat turkey during Thanksgiving.
I do not eat turkey. I eat, we get prime rib roast every year, and so this is the first year I'll be having turkey, and it's because of our Connect group.
Turkey, turkey on a Thanksgiving day. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that Americans will pay about $1.35 per pound for turkeys this Thanksgiving.
69 cents, y'all!
Good
69
job.
Cents!
You got a good one. And Woo! The entire meal for a family of 10 will cost an average of 50 bucks.
We're going to have 20 people tomorrow night.
Ugh. Fans of the best non-GMO free-range turkeys will pay $12 per pound or more.
Scratch that. 18. Doug Eight. And Shannon will probably not
yeah,
be
Yeah, I
there.
Bet they won't make it.
I have a feeling they're not going to make it.
I bet. But if they do, they'll bring an extra person, so it might be 21.
Yeah.
How are we going to feed that baby turkey? Just make him eat it?
Yeah, you can't.
You just make, force
not,
it?
Maybe not.
Force feed
not
it?
Not so much.
Like, eat this, little baby.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Yeah.
If you're desperate to bring home a date this Thanksgiving, we may have an answer for you. Specifically, Mitch has an answer for you.
He does this with Doug. It's okay. He's not singling you out. You're the producer. You're going to have to get used to it today.
Doug would answer.
Doug would answer.
He would.
Every time.
Not audibly, but he would make a motion.
Yeah.
There you go. A man put an ad up on Craigslist advertising himself as what we can only describe as the absolute worst Thanksgiving date ever. He writes, "It's Thanksgiving. Want to skip that long, insulting conversation about how you're still single? About how your parents really want more grandchildren? Well, look no further. I am a 28-year-old felon with no high school degree and a dirty old van 1 year younger than me, painted like Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
Nice.
I can play anywhere between the ages of 20 and 29, depending on if I shave or not. I'm a line cook and work late nights at a bar. If you'd like to have me as your strictly platonic date for Thanksgiving, but have me pretend to be in a very long or serious relationship with you to torment your family, I'm game. I can do these things at your request. Openly hit on other female guests while you act like you don't notice. Number two, start instigative discussions about politics and or religion. Number three, propose to you in front of everyone.
Wow.
Number four, pretend to be really drunk as the evening goes on. Sorry, I don't drink, but I used to. A lot. Too much, in fact. But I know the drill.
All right.
Number five, start an actual physical fight with a family member, either inside or on the front lawn, for all the neighbors to see. I require no pay, but the free meal I will receive as a guest.
Wow.
This guy's a genius.
I was just waiting to see how much it was going to cost.
I feel like he is a very smart person, and I like him.
That is so great.
It is great. I feel like this is something I should have done in college. It would have been a lot more fun. Mm. This thing is just laid out very, very crazily. It's hard to read. What time is it?
It is time for one more story.
One more story. Okay. Cool. Oh, well, here's a happy story. 15-pound dachshund is being hailed as a hero after it came to the rescue of a mother and a child who were about to be attacked by a 200-pound black bear. The incident happened last week in Eustis, Florida,
ooh,
which is where Dawn is from.
Nice!
I'll be there in a few weeks. The dachshund, Daisy, was inside the home of her owner when the bear attack took place. Crystal Long was unloading grocery items from her car inside the garage when the bear walked into the garage without warning.
Gosh.
The bear was apparently attracted by the smell of the groceries. Seeing the bear come in, Crystal instinctively screamed for help. The commotion from within the garage attracted the attention from her 6-year-old son, who came out of the house unaware of the presence of the bear. Luckily for him, their dachshund also came out of the house. Upon seeing the bear, Daisy did not show signs of any fear and went straight for the animal.
Wow.
Of course, the 15-pound dog was obviously no match for the 200-pound bear. However, the attack on the bear let Crystal grab some time. She got a hold of a gas can that she found inside the garage and hurled it at the bear. In the meantime, Daisy managed to run towards safety and hid underneath the truck. The bear, startled by the attack, decided to run away. After it was safe to get out, Crystal went to check on Daisy and found her seriously injured. The dog was taken to a veterinary hospital where it was found that she had sustained broken ribs and many lacerations. Dozens of stitches were needed as well. Daisy had to undergo 2 operations to repair the damage the bear attack had left on her.
Wow.
But as far as we know, she's still alive to this day.
That's pretty amazing.
Daisy the dachshund.
Mm.
Hero dog, bear killer. Let's take a look at traffic. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and Paseo is open.
Yay!
Do you know it's closed all weekend?
Ugh.
Yeah. That stinks. I didn't really know that until this weekend. Also, we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway reduced to 2 lanes. That's your look at traffic, because now it's time to see how this goes. It'll probably go great. At least we think it's time for Mitch in the morning.
Oh, man.
Not there.
Tell a story.
Okay. It's time for me to tell another story. Sometimes this happens. We can't hear Mitch. We don't know why we can't hear her, but we can hear her. Say something. Nothing. Nope. I could hear it earlier. Anyway, today's Monday, and we're just having a ball here because Doug's not here, and Doug had a baby, and so Mitch is here, and she's trying to help us out, and we can't hear anything at all. And it is sad, but I'll tell you what's not sad. Dawn gets home today. That's a good thing. Here's another thing that's not sad. Stars. There are many stars in the sky. Innumerable stars. You can't even count them. If you tried to count them, you'd never know how many there were. Stars are beautiful.
Remember that one time?
Stars are glorious. Yeah.
Remember when it was in queue and we could hear everything?
Yep.
I don't know what happened, guys. This is the time where we're supposed to hear Mitch. And she was doing stuff. We were like, hey, sup? How you doing?
You can't.
Ow!
Now we can.
Ow!
What is that?
So loud!
What was that? What'd you do?
Nothing. I did nothing.
Wow.
Can you hear everything now?
Yes.
Hold on. I gotta start this over, guys.
Oh my gosh!
Is it really loud?
Yeah, it was.
Well, it was my fault.
I heard...
I can't hear. I gotta crank it or put it in program, guys.
Oh my gosh.
This dude right here.
Oh my gosh.
This dude right here.
I'm so proud of you.
Mitch, how
are
you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm actually really shaky because that
sugar
orange
drink.
Juice.
Sugar drink.
It's not good.
Whoa.
That was weird. I don't understand. I'm trying it over. Okay, here's the thing, guys. I prepared birthdays for you, but first I tweeted about you, Teo.
My star story?
I said, Alotta Mateo walked up in here with his new Rider Strong hairdo trying to ruin my life. He can't ruin this for me.
Hang on. I'm going to favorite that.
Oh my gosh.
Just so you knew. Okay, guys.
Oh, Ryder Strong has a Twitter?
Yes.
Why does that sound so crazy?
I don't know. I got it. It's from the old system, so I don't know.
Good times.
I don't even know. All right, guys. Number one. Oh, wait, hold on. Am I supposed to do, like, this whole, like, today's whatever day of whatever?
Yeah.
Guys, I don't ever do this. I was just getting birthdays ready.
Okay, today is the 450th day of the year. There are only 300 days left.
Boom.
300?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly 300?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good day. This is the stupidest thing in the world. Number... First birthday for today. Actor
number
from...
Number first.
Actor from Star Trek, Voyager... The A-Team, Princess Mononoke, and about a billion voices on video games, according to IMDb.com.
Billy Crudup.
No.
I was making stuff up. Will Wheaton.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't watch Star Trek.
I don't either.
Neither do I. So I actually just like had to look up all of this.
Wait, but Princess Mononoke.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Crudup's the only dude I remember. Is it a dude?
Yeah, Dwight Schultz.
Dwight Schrute.
Oh, yeah!
Today is Dwight Schrute's birthday.
Schultz. Nope, it's that Dwight Schultz.
Dwight Schrute.
He is 56 years old.
He's 60.
Today he is 67. Sorry, guys. On to the next birthday from... Boondock Saints. Actor, comedian... The Last Samurai, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, and the dad of Brave.
What is his name?
It's not Gerard Butler?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, that was the dad of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
I quit.
Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly. Of course.
Billy Connolly is 55.
62.
He is 72 today.
Yay!
Yep.
Hey! Is it Daniel Radcliffe's birthday?
No.
No, it would have been a national holiday.
Hermione Granger's birthday?
No, it's not Emma Watson's birthday.
Is it Ron Weasley's
birthday?
It's
not Rupert Grint's birthday. Oh my God. This is in August.
Is it Hagrid?
You're getting closer. Actress.
Oh. McGonagall.
From, hold on. I feel like
Professor
you'll get this.
McGonagall.
You know. No.
Oh.
Actress from the cult
Emma
classic
Thompson.
Trainspotting.
Ooh. Oh, wait.
Bridget Jones' Diary. And my least favorite part of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Trainspotting.
What's her name?
Shirley Henderson.
I only know...
Playing Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Moaning Myrtle.
I know the dudes. I'm sorry. I immediately thought I just...
Actress.
Ewan McGregor and Johnny Lee Miller took over when you said Trainspotting.
Yeah.
I know. Couldn't do it.
How old is Shirley Henderson today?
38.
She's 22.
Oh, my gosh. She is 49.
Yeah.
Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle is 49.
I thought that was a little girl.
They made her look...
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. My least favorite part of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
You're my least favorite part of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Wrong.
Bob went to buy email and said he gets a turkey for... Or they used to get an $80 turkey.
An $80 turkey?
$80
Great.
Turkey.
Jeez. Great. That means our turkey's going to be...
But he said it was seldom smaller than 30 pounds.
Yeah, ours was
that's
huge.
A lot of turkey.
Yeah.
We're feeding 20 people, so we got the biggest turkey at the store.
That's good.
It was $40. Sorry, guys.
That was
it's
the biggest turkey. I don't really eat turkey, so whatever.
I don't either, so...
This is the Beatles.
Right.
Yep.
The original drummer.
Oh.
From the Beatles.
Oh.
Pete Best.
Pete Best. 62.
Pete Best is 73.
Nice.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
No.
Are you cheating?
No, I'm looking at all these people that were messaging us on the other day saying that the internet wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. They fixed it.
They did. Grey's Anatomy.
Good job. Actors from Bride of Chucky.
Kate Walsh.
27 Dresses and Grey's Anatomy.
Bride of Chucky. Is it that lady? Was she a Liar Liar?
I don't know.
No,
I know.
That's the main chick.
This woman won an award. And she, like a really big award, and she turned it down and said, you know what? Don't give this award to me. Give it to you. Can maybe give this award to me later when I actually deserve it. All the movies I've made don't deserve this award.
Whoa.
Catherine Heigl.
Yes. She also worked alongside James Marsden in 27 Dresses.
I don't like Catherine Heigl. She's in this new show called State of Affairs.
Yeah.
And I don't trust her.
Number one.
Are you watching it?
No. I just don't trust her. I would not watch it because I don't trust her. I see her on the commercials and I'm like, I don't trust you, Catherine Heigl.
How old is she?
40.
42.
She's 36.
36. I wonder if that song was supposed to sound like it was underwater.
Maybe.
This one does too.
Retired NFL cornerback.
Deion Sanders.
No. He played first with the Baltimore Ravens and later for the Cleveland Browns. Retired after recording 8 career interceptions.
Whoa.
Whoa. And he played NFL football from 2001 to 2007.
Man, I wish Doug you were here. No, I have no idea.
Emmett Smith.
Nope. No, Gary Baxter.
Nope.
Cool, me either.
40.
That's
too old, sorry.
38?
36.
Ah.
Hey!
Wow. Dexter. Michael C. Hall.
No, hold on.
James,
I played this music because it's the only music that had a. It's the only show that had a good theme song.
And
actor from King Kong, Orange County.
Oh, Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks, that thing you do.
What? Wait.
And 12 episodes of Dexter.
Yeah. But
12
what about,
whole episodes of Dexter.
What about Orange County?
What about that thing you do?
This is more appropriate, and I knew I'd get a reaction out of you guys.
Dexter. Dexter!
Colin Hanks.
How old is Colin Hanks?
Why did you end so poorly?
Ugh. Don't even
stop. Why did you do that to me?
How old is he?
I don't know!
36.
No, Colin Hanks. 32.
He's 37.
Oh!
Oh!
Good grief.
Oh!
I follow him on the Twitter, guys.
So you know his age?
Obviously not.
Yep.
In what year on this day did Charles Darwin publish his On the Origin of Species, describing the theory of evolution?
1867.
1891.
1859.
Ah.
Hey. All right, guys.
Bang!
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
On this day.
In what year?
Ooh.
Did Queen's Freddie Mercury die of AIDS complications in London?
1984.
He was 45 years old.
86.
1991.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I realized it was so late.
I didn't either.
I don't have music for this one, but in what year on this day did 3 prisoners awaiting trial for theft and assault escape from Arkansas's Faulkner County Jail by crawling through air ducts? They used the tiny silver wheelbarrow from a Monopoly game to remove tamper-resistant screws on the air duct cover.
That's what I'm talking about. That's ingenuity.
It really is.
What year?
1997?
2004.
94.
Aww.
1994. And your number one song for today.
What is it? Wait, tell it to me. Oh, wait, I know this. It's a Unix system. I know this. Hang on.
Got a little bit more of an intro?
Shh.
Sorry.
Why do I know? Wait.
We know this.
Is this Eminem?
No. Yes, it is. Bang, bang. Wait, didn't we do this the other day?
Did you?
Yeah,
it was the number one song.
Did we do
this?
So
I guess
You might have, because here's the thing. This song was number one for like 6 weeks.
Straight.
Good. We can listen to it for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, except we can't.
Yeah, let's listen to the whole song.
Hold on.
Let's listen to the whole song.
I made
song,
sure
bitch.
That this was all good, and then I edited out the parts that weren't.
Oh, good.
You edited it. She made an Eminem edit.
Well, then crank it, yo.
I really could.
Uh-oh.
His arms are sweaty. Oh. Knees weak.
I hope it says a bad word. Oh, no.
Mom, spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
He looks calm and ready to drop bombs.
Rap, Mitch.
But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole word.
Something, something, something.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Go.
Won't come out. He's choking how. Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out.
2000 and,
to reality.
Whoa. Four. 2000.
Gravity.
Oh. Okay.
2004.
2002. It's 2002.
Yeah!
I'm not turning this off.
I remembered from the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. All right. What? You got to read the rest of the thing.
Today, wait, you want me to say, today is also...
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Today is celebrate your unique talent day. Woo. I know this whole
go, you only
get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
No.
It's Sardines Day.
Everybody.
It's Sardines Day.
Sardines Day.
This Thursday is Thanksgiving. Black Friday is this Friday. December 7th is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Just plan
why
ahead.
Is that? That's way ahead. Why are we planning that far
You have
ahead?
To plan ahead. I don't know why it sounds like that. I'm not doing anything differently.
That's terrible.
It wasn't recorded like
Eminem
that.
Eminem just took over.
Yeah.
It's good. We got a good show for everybody
We're
today.
We're excited, dude.
Today's Mad Lib Monday.
That's right.
So we'll put that up.
Hopefully the kids will be calling in because it's the week of Thanksgiving.
I forgot to do this. Cool. I forgot to do this, guys.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Doug does it. He does it so calmly.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Producer Mitch.
You guys are jealous.
Hey, thank you for coming in and helping
us. Yeah, for real. We needed this badly.
Thanks. I needed the hours.
Good. It's the holidays, man. The holidays, you know, once they pick up pace, they don't stop. They don't stop.
Oh, because they can't stop?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back. Mad Lib Monday. I'm going to cough.
Cough. We got Mad Lib Monday. We got a ton of great stories today, and we're going to kick off your work week right. We hope.
Yeah. We'll it's see. Monday. I already hate this day.
That's right.
Is that cool?
There's a story and it talks about how science has proven that Mondays aren't inherently miserable.
No, we'll they are.
We'll talk about why.
Science
they
is a lie. I believe in miracles.
Good.
Ready? I'm gonna go back to the chorus.
No.
Is that cool?
Oh gosh. I'm just gonna.
It's really
she can
cool.
Go. She can go. We're just gonna play other music instead. I turned her off. We can't hear her anymore. You want to rap?
No.
Come on.
It was breakfast time, and you just... Now we're back in the music.
Ah, fine, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Woo.
Mad Lib Monday.
Mm.
Matt's going to rap.
Nope.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Yeah, let's take a look. Right now, nothing, no accidents, no blinking lights, no police activity to report on our map. But we do have construction I-25 in Paseo, and we have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. That's your look at traffic right now because nothing is going on.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, phone number is 505-338-3669.
Yeah.
It's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Monday.
Hey.
I feel like everybody's off of school.
Yeah.
Which is making me kind of nervous because we're about to open them phone lines.
Well, I don't know. Do they get a whole week out here for Thanksgiving? Because back home,
nah.
We only did like, we
My
went
boys
Monday
get a couple
Tuesday.
Days off. Yeah.
And Wednesday, I think.
Well, you want to test it?
Yeah, let's test it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. I can't do it. I can't sing.
Listen, that daddy.
Wow. Do it. You never sing. Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Sounds right. Freaking awesome.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday.
We already have a phone
I'll
call.
Grab the first one.
All right.
Static.
Hey, I wanted to call in for Mad Lib Monday.
Thank you.
Awesome. I need an adjective.
Adjective.
Adjective, okay. Don't think I'm stupid. What is an adjective again?
It's a describing word.
Like stupid.
That's actually, yeah, like that's actually an stupid. Adjective.
Okay, okay. Let's go with... idiotic.
Yeah. Boom!
I like that.
There you go.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did have a good weekend, actually.
Awesome. Nice, dude. Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, this is Heem.
Hey!
What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
Nah, just chilling.
Yeah?
Sweet.
Hey, did
you... I'm actually going to the Comic-Con in January. You guys up for it?
January.
There's a Comic-Con? Uh-huh.
Which one?
Yep. This is at the convention center.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about this one. It's a good thing they advertise well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Comic-Con in January at the convention center here in Albuquerque?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of good advertising, did you hear Kaboom is going under?
Yeah, dude, I heard about that.
I was there twice this weekend just for the simple fact that, like, everything is being liquidated.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Sadness. Sadness. All right, Heem, you got a lame one here, so I'm gonna make you do two, okay? Because the next one is
cool.
Person in room.
Yeah.
So you got Mitch, Mateo, or myself.
Person in room.
Yeah.
Go, Mateo. Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Cool, cool.
All right, so now... Oh, next one's kind of lame, too. I need a celebrity.
Ooh, a celebrity.
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer. Well done.
Which he is actually going to be in Albuquerque.
Oh, cool.
For the Comic Expo, yeah?
Wow.
We'll have to look into that, man. Thanks for letting us know about it.
That's mini-me. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm just helping Mitch.
I do have a bunch of flyers, man, if you want me to come down there.
Well...
Because I'm helping advertise.
Well, you'd...
Oh, you are?
You'd give us, like...
Yeah.
You'd give them to us, and then...
And then they'd just go here.
Yeah, you'd give us two flyers.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Man. Thanks for letting us know.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Is today real?
Has today been a real day? Today is the realest day you ever gonna know of, baby.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, baby, and today is the realest day ever.
Static.
Good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to participate?
Yeah. Just... What up, guys?
Hey,
dude, that wasn't creepy.
Hey, what's going on?
Any way, shape, or
how
form.
Are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. You know, did the Jets play yesterday?
No, they're actually playing tonight.
Oh, that's right, Monday Night Football. Wait,
yeah, because all the snow.
Yep, Buffalo.
I heard that there's a local Detroit station calling it a Green Monday,
that's
trying
funny.
To get some new Jets fans on board.
Wow,
nice.
There you go.
yeah. It turns out,
dude.
Did I lose you?
No,
hello?
We're here, buddy.
We're here.
All
right. Listening. All right. We're listening to
you're
your
there.
Story.
You're there.
It's just sadness thinking about the Jets playing in Detroit against Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's miserable.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Hey, the Jets may have an advantage because Buffalo hasn't been able to practice like all week. So.
That's true. That's true.
That's very true.
It could be a good game.
Yeah.
It could be a good game.
Jets will probably lose, but that's all right.
Sunday Night Football, fantastic game. I'm just saying.
Which game was that?
The Cowboys game last night. That was amazing.
Did they win?
Yes, they did.
They did.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought you were talking about the Chicago game. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, that hurts.
Chicago.
Chicago. We were up 10-0 at one point, and then they were like, nah, just kidding. We're going to lose.
Yeah.
Freaking McCown is the worst.
That's how it goes, everyone. That's sorry. How it goes.
Hey, at least he hasn't butt fumbled.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Jets guy, can I get a verb ending in ing? Or can I just put in butt fumbling?
Butt fumbling.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
I like
fumbling.
That. butt fumbling. Guys, what is that?
Okay, Mark Sanchez,
yeah,
then quarterback for the New York Jets, ran into his own center and knocked himself down and fumbled the ball, running into the back of his own guy.
Butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Butt fumbling.
Yeah.
There's your verb ending in ing. Yeah, right. That's awesome.
There you go. Beautiful. Right on, right on. Thanks, Jets guy.
All right. I'll call you guys later.
All right, man. That guy. Static.
That's a good dude.
Good morning, guys. This is Hans. Hey.
What up, Hans?
Hey. How's your weekend?
Good, man. How was yours?
It was all right. Not too bad. A lot of practices. What you guys got going for this Thanksgiving weekend? Mm. Or a week?
You know, just turkey and stuff, you know.
Turkey.
Just like hanging out with family and hating life.
Eating a lot. Yeah. I'm gonna be going to this youth convention in Denver where we had Waverly back in like 2006, 2007.
Nice. I remember that was one of the craziest shows because we had to fly in and Kuhn wasn't there, so we had a buddy filling in for us, and it was crazy.
This weekend, Matt and I and Jamie were rocking worship, and I straight up prayed that we would praise and adore.
Yeah, he said, "Lord, help us as we praise and adore you." Me and Jamie just both looked at him like,
and
come
I
on, man.
Started giggling. Come on. And then I felt like a heretic because I was laughing during the prayer.
Yeah, I felt so sorry for you guys. I had to drive you guys to the airport at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in the morning.
He's still talking about the other story.
I remember.
Yeah. Cool, man.
We're going to have Hawk Nelson this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We're hoping maybe we can get House of Heroes next year, maybe.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry you guys had to lower your standards to Hawk Nelson.
Stop it! Stop it!
Just kidding. I'm playing.
I had nothing to do with it.
Tell Dan I said hello, because I love that guy.
Is he still in the band?
I don't know. I know Jason's not. I just assume that Dan's at least still in the band.
A lot of the, like, pretty much all of them. Oh. I don't know if he's still in the band.
Dan? Really?
I don't know.
Okay. Hans, I need a noun.
All right. You got to tell us Mexican what that is.
Person, place, or thing?
Place or thing? Skateboard.
Yes. Skateboard. Perfect.
Awesome. Love you guys.
Love you, Hans. Too, thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I am slowly losing my voice.
This is good because we help out people that are kind of done with education and they come back in and they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
And we help them remember.
Right.
That's good.
Static!
Good morning, guys. It's Joel the Nanny.
Hey!
Oh, no.
How's it going?
Wait, are y'all in a fight again?
No, we're never in a fight.
No.
Stop making it weird.
No, I have forgiven Steve-O because he followed me back on Instagram.
Wow. I did it, guys.
Did
I finally did it.
Right after?
I haven't unfollowed her yet, but I'm about to. That last picture, I was like, what is that? I have high standards, okay?
Yeah.
High standards.
But I post funny things, like what's underneath my Sobe cap.
Yeah, she put what's underneath her Sobe cap.
I don't know what that means.
Because it was funny.
Is that that drink?
Yeah,
I remember that picture. Yes. I remember that picture.
Oh, I'll have to find an old Sobe cap that I had. I had one that said that.
No, it's not interesting.
And I was like, what?
Don't post another picture of your Sobe cap.
No.
But it was funny.
No.
Nope.
Fine. Then what am I supposed to post on Instagram?
We can't tell you to be funny. You just got to do it. Just got to learn, Joelle. Come on. We believe in you.
Okay, fine. I'll try and teach myself.
No pressure. Speaking of pressure, we need an adjective. Don't mess this up.
This is the first adjective I've gotten in a really long time.
Nice.
Let's go with sparkly.
Perfect.
Sparkly.
Perfect.
Yes.
What was it? I'm just kidding.
I think so.
All right, Joelle, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye, guys.
That girl. 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, bud.
You know, Steve-O, why are you saying that it's a horrible thing that they have to play in Detroit?
Oh, because.
Well, you know why,
you know,
Bill.
If anybody would know why, the people of Detroit graciously opened up their stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Because the people of Detroit are gracious people.
No, it's because they wanted to watch a real football team. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Only somebody will win there.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though. Do I have to not talk to you, too, Steve-O?
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. You can talk to Mateo.
It's heading that way.
No, I'm not talking to Steve-O.
You mean Mateo?
Or Mateo.
You can't even get him right,
Mitch is in the other room. She can relay the information if you want, but she's on our side.
She is.
No, she's not. Trust me.
She's stop crashing Detroit.
All right, I'll try. I've only been there once ever, so I can't really make a claim to it.
You never got out of the airport. I know the story.
And right now, the number one song on this day in 2002 was Eminem.
Mm.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
Detroit, man. All day, air day.
What do you need?
We need an adjective, like run down or stinky or filth ridden or Detroit.
Putrid.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, man. Thanks, Bill. Bye. 505-338-3700.
Spoken
the phone number.
As only one from Detroit could speak it.
Putrid. Static.
Oh, fine.
Maybe another Detroit.
I don't care.
505-338-3700. Woo!
Static.
What do you need?
I need a noun.
How about Abraham Lincoln? We'll make it a proper one.
Perfect.
Love you guys. Love you too, bro.
Thanks.
All right.
Ooh.
Static.
Hi. It's Stephanie.
Yeah, we know.
SB. What's up, SB?
Oh, nothing much. Just dropped my husband off for work and got an hour to kill before I got to go to work. Well, what about you guys?
Is that really the
end
of your story?
We're at work.
Yeah, apparently.
That's not funny.
Gosh, SB, get up your game, bro.
I'm just having another off day, but I'm getting better. I'm not so sick anymore.
That's good. That's good news. You ready for Thanksgiving?
I know I am, because then my wife won't text me 140 times during our morning show.
I'm going to brine the turkey.
Ooh.
It's going to be good. I did it last year, and it was amazing. I don't remember what I did last year for the actual recipe to brine it, but... I'm making up a new one this year, so.
Well, as interesting as that is, I just want you to give me a Mad Lib word.
Okay, what is it?
Adjective.
Brined.
Brined. Yes!
Thank you, SB.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
505-338-3700. Static. Hello. Static.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello!
Hi. I'm Gus.
Hi, Gus.
Gus or Josh?
Jess.
Jess?
Farnernan.
Is it Barnan?
Michael.
Is it Barnan?
Hi, Michael.
Did you say Rick Springfield?
Wait, what was the last word? I wasn't listening.
Is that who this is?
Brian.
No. Gus.
Dust. Dust in the wind.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Hey, Gus, how you doing?
Good, you?
Doing pretty good. You ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
You ready to give us a word for Mad Lib?
Yes.
All right.
I need an adjective.
Harry.
Harry!
Booyah. Thank you, Gus.
Thank you.
Have a good week. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number, guys. I'm losing my voice.
You know
what,
though? It sounds way better than I expected.
Really?
Yeah. Well.
505-338-3700. That's 505-3700.
That's the one. No, it's just our number is 4. Give us a call. Just type in 4. It'll hit.
You'll get
right
there.
Show up on the phone line. Mitch will answer, or we'll answer, or somebody will answer. Let's see if we got any Facebook comments.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in that way. We still have a bunch of words to get to, man.
We do. Is this a long one?
Yeah, 338-3700.
Not a one person on Facebook.
We're missing
somebody
Claire.
Liked it.
We're missing Olivia. We're missing all of our Oak Grove peeps.
I bet Oak Grove
is out.
Yeah, I bet
Static.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, I was hoping to talk to Mitch and just relay talking trash. Maybe you should loosen your white pants and your voice will come back.
Oh, white pants. I'm not wearing white pants.
I've got mine on, though, and I refuse to take them off because then I would
well,
be pantsless
at work. I think you look great in white pants.
Thanks,
sir,
buddy.
Sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Just not
yeah.
Steve-O?
No, Steve-O don't.
Yeah. It's just the way things are, man. Some people can pull off white pants, and some people
I
just
don't have
never
white
put
pants.
Them off.
Yeah.
I need
okay, Steve-O. It's okay.
I need a place, Jets guy. A place.
A place?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Gun Club and Coors.
Whoa.
Okay.
Specific.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Maybe we know where you are right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colin.
Right on.
All right.
Bye. Let
Later.
It.
Bye.
505-338-3700. Static.
I like white pants.
Beauty and grace and joy and happy birthday.
How did we not know it was your birthday? How did we not know yesterday was your birthday? I mean, we're supposed to know things like this.
Yeah, I know. I know. I tried to call y'all Friday. Y'all weren't there. And then Thursday. And it was a big
it's
debacle.
A mess, man.
But it's all good. It is all good in the hood. I had a wonderful day. And I feel old. You know how I feel old? Because I got one of them birthday cards from my aunt.
Yep.
I got it in the mail. And I opened it up, and at the front it had like one of them jokes. It was all glittery with the jokes and the peanut gang and whatnot.
Beautiful.
And I thought, oh man, she thought of me. My aunt thought of me. She lives in Oklahoma. And I read the front and I thought, ooh, this is a good setup for a joke. And I genuinely opened the card like wanting to know what the inside said, and money came out. And I thought, well, that's not necessary anymore. I'm a grown man. I don't need. That's how you know you're older.
It's true.
That is how you know you're
older.
That's
when you know.
I'm never going to grow up.
Yeah, me. I guess I'm Peter Pan. If that's the way you know, then I'm definitely Peter Pan.
Because I shake my cards because I'm like, maybe it was just stuck in the fold or something. I'll just shake them till money comes out.
I genuinely wanted to know what the card said.
Man.
Well, that's because you're a great guy, Willie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you guys. Y'all are great guys. How was the weekend? Great weekend, yeah?
Good, man. You heard about Doug, right?
Oh, yeah, his wifey popped, man.
Yeah,
he's a daddy.
He's got a baby. They have a little baby.
Hey, baby. That's a new theme song. No more of that Doug Nickelodeon.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be.
He can't have a Nickelodeon theme song anymore. He's got a kid.
Now it's at least got to be ABC Family.
You know what I was thinking would be great for Doug's theme song?
What?
Doug ought to have a theme song, you know, Beyonce's Girls, Who Run the World? Girls. If we just, he should clip in there the word Doug. Who Run the World? Because he's the producer. Doug.
Yes,
that's good.
I can
Amazing.
Voice it.
Doug.
Who run the world?
Doug.
Who run the world? Doug.
I love it.
That's it. I love you guys. Okay, what are we doing? Let's
Adjective.
Help y'all out this morning.
Do not leave. Adjective.
Adjective?
Yes.
Adjective. Bright.
Bright. Like your soul.
Come on. I know y'all need more words.
Yeah, we do. We need a lot more words.
Whoops,
Game time. Come on. I've got my game face on.
I spelled blight.
Blight?
This is the kind of mood I'm in, apparently.
Help him.
I need a noun. I'll take a noun.
A noun? A noun. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mexican squash.
Yes.
So good.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. Mexican squash, guys.
It's delicious. It's a delightful vegetable that you cook, and it is yummy. And I've been working with a nutritionist who's been showing me this world of things that are healthy that grow on trees and in the dirt and bushes instead of like Twinkies and potato chips and Doritos.
Sounds good to me. Steve-O hates it.
I know. But
no,
okay.
I don't.
No, he doesn't hate it.
He'll find that the more that he eats these leafy, wonderful greatnesses, his beard will grow quicker and more healthy.
That's what I need. That's what I need.
That's exactly what you need.
Magical beard growth.
Hey, so I'm inspired that you got some Foo Fighter tickets, brother.
Oh, he did.
Pit tickets, man. Camped out in my sickness. I was like hacking and dying in the cold, but I was like, I will stand here.
And he did.
Was it with it?
Yeah, dude, this is my third time purchasing tickets to see them, and hopefully this will be the first experience.
I have
really gnarly bad Foo Fighter luck.
He's
and
never
they are
gonna
my
go.
Favorite band. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, man, you can't fight the Foo.
You can't.
You can't fight the Foo, but you need to fight the Foo.
When the Foo's coming for you.
You can't fight this fooling anymore.
And the good thing for him,
what I started fighting for.
The good thing for him is this time he's got a good buddy here in case or whenever whatever is inevitably going to go wrong.
Yeah,
I'm here for
dead.
The tickets.
So
yeah,
I'll probably just leave my tickets.
Let me tell y'all one other thing. I don't know. I got to look up their tour. But if they or anybody else ever comes through Denver, y'all got a place to stay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're my boy,
you
Willie.
Go.
You're my boy.
Love
all right,
you,
all right, all right. Hey, I love you guys. Have an amazing day. I love y'all. So, y'all don't even know. I love y'all so much.
Love you.
It's the day after my birthday, and I woke up, and I thought, man, I want to chill with my boys. And I turned y'all on. I listened to you. Got a little bit of Mitch in there. It was great. It was incredible. Y'all are the best. I love you. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
You too, man.
Bye.
505-338-3700. He moved to Denver?
Well, he is. He told us. Yeah, he's getting a job up there. I will go to the Foo Fighters concert in your honor.
Okay.
Yeah. It's times like these, man. You got to give me those tickets.
Gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be great.
Is this really the best of you?
You know, the concert's not till next year.
Not, we got 10 months for me to be dead or something.
Next year is also a
Trust
Foo
me.
Fighters song.
Trust me.
Is that one?
What?
Trust me?
No.
I'm still doing it. Next year is a Foo Fighters song. It's one of my favorites. I'll be coming home next year.
That's why you're my hero. Because you know all of them.
Hey, man. Big me. You know what I'm saying? Big me.
Oh, man. Now we can't stop. We've kind of put ourselves in a monkey wrench.
I was going to say Mitch is always our monkey wrench.
Oh.
Ever long, man. Never stops.
Long.
It's forever.
Got to promise not to stop when I say when. 505-338-3700. The phone number.
Give us a call. You're our generator. And we need you to come up.
Nicely done.
I'm a generator. Fire it whenever you quit.
We still have five words. Five.
Oh, five words. Call us right now. I'm going to scream.
It's 505-338-3700. Help us with Mad Lib Monday. Static.
Fast results.
Dead ass for you guys. What else do you need?
I need a part of the body.
How about the lengua, the tongue?
Tongue.
Is that Spanish for tongue? Lengua?
Tongue.
Lengua.
Oh, and Willie was talking about calabacitas.
Yeah. We've totally rocked those bad boys.
You're the best for calling me right now.
Steve-O, hope you feel better. Mateo,
yep.
You're awesome.
Thanks,
Love
buddy.
You.
Bye.
Love you, bro. 505-338-3700. Static!
Dude, you guys are dying.
You're dying.
No, I'm getting better.
No,
I was called.
Thank you for calling us.
Can I get a plural noun?
Flashlight.
Yes. Flashlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use them to see in the dark. I know what they are.
Do you want another one or do you have another caller?
We got another caller.
We got another caller.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully you guys finish soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully. Have a good day.
Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Juliet the figure skater.
It's what?
Juliet the figure skater.
Juliet.
I ice skate.
How's that triple axel?
It's working.
Don't you ever call us again until you nail it.
Stop it. It's going
to
be a while.
No, you have to have goals, and I'm going to help you get there. You call us back when you get a triple axel and you don't fall down.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Good.
How close are you, Juliet? How close are you to nailing that?
Well, I'm not doing my triple axel. It's my double axel.
Nope. Triple. No, nope, we're shooting for the stars. If I could reach higher. That was the Olympic theme in, like, 1996. Gloria Estefan sang it. Look it up.
All right.
Julia, I need an adjective.
If I could reach higher.
Yep.
How about fabulous?
Yeah.
Fabulous. That's my coach's favorite word to say.
I'll fabulous!
Bet. It's a dude, right?
Thank you for calling us, Julia.
Sure.
Thanks,
Love
Julia.
You guys.
Love
Bye.
You, bro.
Bye.
Yeah. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
Part of the body.
Part of the body.
Yeah.
Okay. Pinky finger.
Pinky finger.
Pink.
Is that the last word?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Do we have anything on Facebook?
What
I need an adjective.
Furious.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Me too.
That's all she wrote. Just not even read it. Let's just not read it. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, man. That was crazy. Thanks.
That was crazy.
Thanks, everybody. This thing, I hate.
You don't hate it.
I hate it, guys.
We're just not used to it.
No, I hate it.
We're not used to it.
Hatred.
Did you hear that they're selling the original costume for the Cowardly Lion on eBay? Like, you can
Are
buy
you
that
serious?
Thing? Yeah. And it's already...
Like, up there?
Yeah.
That's like 80 years old. How's it still, like... Staying together.
What did he not have? He didn't have heart, right?
He didn't have... No, that was the Tin Man.
He didn't have courage?
He didn't have courage because he was the Cowardly Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Man needed a heart, remember? And he got like a magnet clock heart.
Wait, did the lion need a brain? Or that
no,
was
that
a
was
scarecrow?
The scarecrow.
So Scarecrow's what was the lion's song?
If I were king of the forest.
Oh, yeah. If I were king of the forest.
Yeah. Yeah. All I can think of, courage.
All I can think of is,
if I only had a brain.
When I was a kid, it was like, if he only had some porridge?
Porridge?
Like, oh, why?
All of us need some porridge.
He's a carnivore. Why would he want porridge? Just didn't make sense.
Sounds like beans.
Yeah.
I bet that's how beans would talk.
If beans had a voice?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's me, Beans.
That cat is so sweet. He is so sweet. He is the sweetest the cat. Worst. Panda is refined. She has refined tastes. I have two cats.
Gosh.
Sorry, everyone.
It's okay. Are we ready for this Mad Lib?
I am.
People are like, dude, I gotta get to work. Read this
I'm more ready
Mad Lib.
For this Mad Lib than Jug Jams 2.
Oh, my gosh. Spybook!
Spybook. We want to thank Olivia and Sterling and their mom, Sarah, and their dad, whatever his name is, for giving us this book. What's his name? Do you know his name? Okay. Me either. This call's from the spy file.
The spile, if you will.
The spile. To Agent Mateo. It's from me.
Yeah.
At this morning's idiotic management meeting, it was decided by Agency Chief Vern Troyer that you were being assigned to the case known internally as Operation Butt Fumbling Skateboard. This is the second time this has happened to me. I can't talk to you guys about the first time this happened.
Yeah.
This memo will provide the sparkly details of the case, and you will be briefed further in the coming week. As you may know, this case involves a band of putrid thieves who stole the blueprints to a top-secret robot Abe Lincoln that threatens the security of our brined country. This country's like a big old honey ham. Mm. Or a butterball turkey. Frozen.
I didn't get butterball. I'm
and
sorry.
Terrible for you. It's okay. They have hidden the prints somewhere in a hairy location on the outskirts of the... of Gun Club and Coors. Oh, good. So it's close.
It's close, man.
It's not that far away.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
It's within 10 miles.
You gotta find it.
I got this.
Corner of... Yeah.
Their leader's name is Uno Ojo, which translates to bright Mexican squash.
Oh, okay.
So would it be Uno Ojo?
Maybe. That means one eye.
Uno Ojo.
Yeah.
No, it means bright Mexican squash. I just read that. How did you...
Right.
You will know him by the black eye patch he wears over his tongue.
Okay.
Confused. Be advised that he and his group of evil flashlights are armed and fabulous! So use extreme caution if you come face to pinky with any of them.
That makes sense.
Face to pinky. That's
it does.
Because like we'll be drinking tea and eating strumpets. Mm.
I thought it was crumpets.
Yeah. Strumpets. As any good spy knows, you're of no use to the agency if you're furious.
Mmm. Was
that's,
that it?
That's the end of it.
Oh, wow. Perfect timing for the music to run out then. Oh, man.
Yeah, guys, listen. It's Monday, so we're going to get through it together.
We are.
It's the only way you can get through it.
That's how we do. We got to take a quick break. Coming back to 8 o'clock hour, we will hook you up with a question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Stay with us. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Wow. We've got quite the dotted map here on the traffic. Let's check it out. We have an accident. Left lane is blocked at Unser Boulevard South in Montaño. We have an accident reported at I-40 West and I-25. That's exit 159 BC, so that's right around the big I here in town. That's a mess. Also, a stalled vehicle. The right lane is blocked. Montgomery Boulevard West at Wyoming Boulevard. And down south, we have an accident reported at Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast North at the casino. At the casino.
Yeah.
That's the most confusing road name I have ever read. Broadway Boulevard Southeast North. Good luck. If you ever find yourself there, good luck because you're lost.
Yeah.
Also, construction I-25 in Paseo. If you're eastbound on Paseo before you get to the construction zone at I-25 in Paseo, then you're going to be going a little bit slower than normal, especially around Jefferson down to about 20 miles an hour. We also have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. A little bit of congestion where Coors and Alameda meet. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Their phone number here, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to your Monday.
Yeah.
We're excited you're here.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh!
My boy here, he's feeling a little under the weather.
I am.
I myself woke up with a scratchy throat, a little bit of the sniffles.
Dude, not only do I feel under the weather, but this morning, I'm like finally coming to, I'm waking up, I go downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm in my socks. I'm like trying to get together. It's dark because, you know, I don't want to wake anybody up. I'm walking around and all of a sudden,
oh.
I'm like, oh, what was... And my sock is immediately soaked.
What was it?
I turned the light on, and my dog had peed on the carpet.
Booyah!
Yeah.
Indiana. Let go, Indiana.
Yeah. I want to let go of Indiana. I want to let go of him forever.
He let go of his urine
onto
the carpet. And into your sock.
Oh, dude. It was the worst because you know how long it takes to find a pair of socks that match in the dark?
You just get to and you just go, man.
No.
Yes, you do.
So then I had to like sneak back upstairs. I had to like put my stupid little flashlight on in my phone, find a pair of socks that match, go back downstairs, and start cleaning up a dog pee.
Ugh.
I need to install a doggy door in my house. I apologize. I'm the guy that is dependent upon my dog to tell us when he needs to be let out. And lately, I've been sick, and he probably came to tell me, and I slept right through it. And he peed on the floor. Granted, it was by the door. Because he was like, I tried.
He put it in.
I can't open the door. Pause.
What am I supposed to do?
Pause. So he really tried. So I can't be super mad at him. I still want to kill him.
Okay.
I still am frustrated with him.
I get it.
He is still jumping the fence.
I get it, man.
Yesterday, we were coming home for Brody's B-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped the fence to come, like, see me because he saw me from a distance.
Yeah.
And, like, raced up to the car. And I almost hit my dog. Because he was so excited to see me. He jumped our fence to try and get into my car.
Wow.
He's the most loyal, stupid dog in the world. And I love and hate him.
Man.
It's hard to be mad at him because it's because he loves me.
Yeah, he does. He loves you very much.
And it's the worst.
That's okay.
I absolutely hate it.
You know what is not the worst?
Huh?
And is a subject change?
Yeah.
Gas prices.
Oh.
Do we have gas music?
Well.
Like. Brrrr.
Like,
oh, you know,
car music?
You know what we need?
Huh?
From Back to the Future, we need. I can drive 55.
I bet you we have it. Come on.
That's Sammy Hagar, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that Van Hagar? Man, that's cool, man.
I thought we had it.
It's all good if we don't.
Yeah,
but I want to talk about something because I noticed on the way here.
Oh, it's...
Is this
it's
the
wrong.
Goofy... Just let it play. It's fine.
Gosh.
Just let it happen. This is the... Mitch, listen to the bed in the background. It's crazy. So anyway, driving to work this morning, and I noticed that most gas stations in the Albuquerque area...
Yeah.
It's like $2.39 a gallon... $2.49 a gallon.
It's crazy.
It hasn't been this way since I was in college, people. I was in college in the early aughts. The early 00s.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the last time gas was this price.
It's crazy.
And I was panicking when it was this price because I was in college and had zero funds. I remember thinking, if gas ever goes over $3 a gallon, I can't live anymore. I remember thinking that because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to... I've got like $30 in my name, and I'm going to have to use all of that for gas and then not do anything for the next week or so.
It's crazy.
And now it's so low.
I want to say that's a good thing, but is it a good thing? Because I always feel like it's a secret government thing where it's like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so food prices might be higher and the roads and parts of the country may be covered with snow for Thanksgiving, but the pain will be lessened when drivers pull in to your favorite gas station.
Mm.
That's because the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the U.S. dropped 10 cents in the past 2 weeks, hitting a four-year low.
That's crazy.
Yes, according to a survey by Lundberg that was released on Sunday, gasoline prices fell to $2.84 per gallon of regular gray gasoline The lowest since November 2010. That's the average, is 280. So we see here in the ABQ, we are well below average. We're like 40 cents below average. We're rocking right now.
So sometimes it's good that New Mexico's below average.
Yeah.
Because we're like 49th or 50th in everything.
Heck yeah, man. So hey.
Gas prices.
We're doing so good
now. It's good.
Listen, I told Daniel, I think, DJ Bossman Dan, I said, dude, if it drops below $2, I might drive to Phoenix for the heck of it. Straight up. Why not?
505-338-3700, the phone number. I know where you can drive. Las
where?
Cruces.
Oh, why?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Speaking of Las Cruces.
Sup, dog?
What up, man? Yeah, gas is crazy. It's like $2.43 right now. $10, I'm like, babe, you're good all week. You know what I mean? I'm like, instead of putting in the, you know, the $30, $40, it's like, yes.
Amazing.
But, hey, I gotta you were talking about dogs earlier.
Yeah, dude.
So, we've heard of them.
Dude, my dog, Sandy, is the best dog in the world. Like, she's super smart. When she has to go to the bathroom, she goes to the door, and she'll, like, paw at it, and then she'll walk and then just stare at me. And, like, can you let me out now? Because I got to go to the bathroom. So, like, we let her out. But every time I come home and I open the door and I let her out, she just starts peeing everywhere, though, because she's so excited. I swear, every time. And I don't know. And I'm like, okay. And then, so we tried this thing. Ignore her. Just don't even look at her. Don't say, hey, Sandy. Because once you say, hey, Sandy, and she just pees everywhere, dude.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's why we don't say nothing until she's outside. Then it's all love and it's all peace.
Sandy boy!
Yeah, Sandy's the best, man. Short for San Diego, just in case you wanted to know.
There you go.
Booyah. Booyah. Man, I love Sandy. I want to go to San Diego so bad.
Yeah.
But dude, we're trying to go sometime next year. I haven't been back in 2 years. So.
Lately, though, it's been creeping into my head. Like, I want to go to San Diego.
Man.
Dude, if you do it, I'll give you my number. I got the hookup. I got a place to stay for you guys. You guys can stay at my mom's, my aunt's, whatever,
San
man.
San Diego Comic-Con. Here we come.
Yeah, so you got room and board. You got food. You'll have the greatest food ever.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, if you do end up going, you got the hookup there.
It's happening. San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
We're making it happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're making it happen.
I'm not even joking, guys.
We're
like, seriously.
We're not either.
We're moochers, bro. We don't care.
You never offer something to us and expect us not to take it.
We will take it.
But they're not saved, so it's kind of, it might be awkward.
Sounds even cooler. Totally kidding.
Hey, you guys will love my brother. He's cool, man.
Right on, man.
Right on.
So
right
yeah,
on.
Man. If you guys go next time we talk, if you're real serious about it, man, just let me know.
Well, we will for sure hit you up, bro.
I'm not even. All right, guys. All right.
Okay. Bull boy.
I'll be talking to you guys soon. Love you guys.
Right, love you too, man.
Love you, bud.
Bull boy.
We're totally going to San Diego.
We are
next summer.
We're going.
Hey-o!
It's happening.
Booyah.
You can't ever let us in on something, guys, because we'll take it.
We'll do it.
Not only will we take it, we'll just mooch.
We'll take it to the limit.
One more time. Two more times. Shoot, seven more times.
Yep.
We don't even know.
Steve-O.
So many times. Yeah, Tao.
You need to find the Star Wars music.
What?
That's right.
Oh, snaps.
Because we got to talk
music.
About something, baby.
I'm ready to talk about this. I've been waiting my whole life to talk about this.
Let us nerd. That's right. There's a lot going on. Where is it? Okay, there it is.
I hate this system.
We'd heard it was attached to The Hobbit, the Battle of the Five Armies, and then that Disney had bigger plans for it, so maybe it wasn't. But now it's been confirmed, because Regal Theaters has issued a thing. The new Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer will screen this weekend, attached to The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And not only that, they released a list. And if you live in Irvine, San Diego, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Warrington, Pennsylvania, where is that? Knoxville, Tennessee, Houston, or Seattle? Then there's certain theaters.
What?
These theaters are showing the trailer. The trailer by itself before any movies play that day. They're airing the trailer. But then it says the trailer will debut before all movies. All movies. Starting November 28th through November 30th. Well, that's just where you can go early to see the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have... And I'm sure it'll come out on the internet, right? It's the internet.
Actually... They are saying that they want you to experience it like you would experience Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars, baby!
So sadly, it will not be on the internet unless it's leaked, and that's going to be crappy quality.
Speaking of leaked.
And I cannot do that.
They released a teaser for a teaser trailer of Jurassic World, which is coming out on Thursday.
That's right.
And there was a video earlier that had little clips from the actual trailer that's been removed.
And they're gone.
They're gone. I didn't watch it because I want to see it in its glory. I want to see it when it is presented to me as a gift. When it is given.
True.
And I can receive it. Like that guy that calls in and says, I receive all of that. That's what Jurassic World, when they play it, I'm going to receive all of that.
So it leaked in my brain. And you had every opportunity because Sunday you were like jumping up and down saying, guys.
Oh, no, I watched that. This was more. This was more.
So you're not waiting?
I watched the teaser for that. It was given to me. I received it as it was meant to be.
For the teaser?
Yeah, I supported that.
So wait, there was a teaser for the teaser that wasn't the actual trailer? It was the teaser?
Exactly. And then this guy leaked more of the actual trailer.
Gosh.
And I didn't watch that because I don't like watching leaks. Okay. I did watch the Batman Superman trailer leak from San Diego Comic-Con.
What?
Well, from back in the day, I sent it to you. You watched it.
I did too. That was the bat signal, right?
Yes. And he turned around. It was like, this is just like
The Dark Knight Returns. This is just like the comic book. Okay. He started freaking me out. I thought you were watching stuff without me. And I was like, dang, dude.
Well, yeah. I watched Mockingjay. I enjoyed it.
Now I'm just going to wait for video, guys.
Video.
Because that's how I do. Everybody went and saw Mockingjay without me.
Well, Daniel went to see Interstellar without us.
I know.
With his wife. Lame. Gosh. Lame sauce.
Don't worry, guys. I won't be going to movies anytime soon. Yeah. Married with children. I'll be watching some more Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And gonna be watching that hot dog song. The Toy Story Halloween special.
Ooh.
I'll probably be watching that on television. You can guarantee that. I won't be seeing Big Hero 6, one I was actually anticipating, because my children went and saw it without me.
Yep.
So I don't have to worry about
even your kids are in on this game.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about going to movies anytime soon. At all.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
It is okay, and you're going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay, guys.
So anyway, big news.
Yeah.
Star Wars trailer. The new Star Wars trailer.
And the new Jurassic World trailer.
This week. I have a reminder on my phone for when Jurassic World trailer gets released.
Okay, if they were both hanging over a cliff.
Jurassic World.
No!
Straight up.
You didn't even let me finish the question!
I know the answer.
Teo, if they were both hanging over a cliff.
Jurassic World.
And you can only save one.
Jurassic World.
Like, the other movie would be deleted from the history books.
You know why I wouldn't save Star Wars?
Why?
Because of two reasons. Number one, it can fly on its own. And number two, someone else would save it. More people would save that. I would be the hero saving Jurassic World. That's exactly why. Dinosaurs, man! Dinosaurs!
But it's Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars versus dinosaurs. Dinosaurs wins every time with me. With me, I'm not pushing it on anybody. With me, it's dinosaurs.
Static!
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. You have an answer to them?
Maybe if you weren't talking like that, I could understand what you're saying.
But Gentry's trying to be a nerd because we're talking Jurassic World and Star Wars, and he thinks only nerds care right now, so he's using his nerd voice. But it's Gentry, so I know his voice.
Hey, just because you were alive a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away doesn't mean you can make fun of everybody that's experiencing it now.
That's very presumptuous of you, Steve-O. I wasn't doing that at all. Actually, had something stuck in my throat.
No, stop it! You're such a liar!
It wasn't presumptuous, it was assumptuous. And you know what you say about assumptions?
Yes.
No, I don't. Please tell me.
They make donkeys into people!
Hey, two questions. Have you seen Interstellar? I don't know if you've talked about it yet.
No.
Nope.
Daniel saw it. We haven't seen it
yet. Yeah, every Christian needs to see it. And,
you ruined it.
It's because God's in it. Like,
I'd heard
Jesus
rumors.
Jesus shows up at the end, and Matthew McConaughey's like, we're in a wormhole, and we can't get out. And Jesus is like, I am the way through the wormhole. And then they go through the wormhole with Jesus, and it was like, all right, we made it out, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's why every Christian needs to see Interstellar.
That sounds cool, man.
No, I think every person on the planet needs to see it. It's pretty remarkable.
That's cool.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Remarkable. I do want to see it.
I'm just kidding.
It is one of my top 3 to 5 favorite movies of all time.
Really? Tim said it was great.
Okay.
It really was.
Right.
But you have to take that into perspective because my number one favorite movie is Jaws. My number two favorite movie is Benji.
Benji? Benji? The saddest movie ever made about a dog?
Such a good movie, bro.
That is not.
Benji is so sad.
That is still not his second favorite movie.
Benji is so sad, Matt Gentry. Gosh, what did you do when you were a kid? Did you just sit around being miserable all the time?
Pretty much.
Man.
Miss John Steve-O Saturday.
Steve-O knows about my childhood. Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Gentry, you weren't there camping out for Foo Fighter tickets. What kind of fan are you?
I already got them. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah, I already got my tickets.
Even Baxter and Buck were camping out buying tickets. So you can't say you already got your tickets because there's no way you're going to get tickets from the Edge because they're not even getting tickets. You know what?
I'm not getting my tickets from the Edge. Okay. One of my best friends is the tour manager for Slipknot, and he knows Dave real well. And he's all, dude, I got you covered. Don't worry about it.
Is it Tim Root?
No.
Okay.
That I know?
It's Johnny Manavana.
No. It's a girl. Her name's Sarah.
Sarah Manavana.
Sarah.
She married Johnny Manavana.
Hey, can you talk to your friend Sarah and say you have another friend named Matt that wants to go to this Foo Fighters show?
We'll see what happens.
Thanks.
I'm sick. I'm like dying sick. And I camped out in the cold for hours for Foo Fighters tickets. And you had to hook up the whole time. And you know they're my favorite band.
How much did you pay for him, Steve?
Don't tell him.
Enough.
Okay.
Mortgage.
Did you get good seats?
I got pit tickets.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
He's going to be all screaming right. His little head off in the pit.
Hopefully.
Anyway, the whole reason I was calling, guys, was to say you're very entertaining to listen to.
Thank you.
Were. Hey-o!
Hey!
Because we were, and then now we're not.
No, and to go see Interstellar.
I want
to
see it! You're just rubbing it in my face! I have children!
And Hero Big Six, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Big Hero Six.
I cried like a little schoolgirl.
Oh,
gosh, that means it's sad.
That's cool. Dinosaur!
You know what? I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
Okay.
If you've seen Iron Giant.
Oh, shut up!
No.
You're ruining it for everybody!
Goodbye.
Bye, buddy. That makes me want to see it more.
Yeah, I know. Gentry.
Iron Giant was great.
That's how he does, man. That's how he does. Well, it is Monday. We're here. We're hanging out. I am trying to move stuff around.
He's trying.
It's not working!
It's all good.
Coming up! Stuff!
We'll be back in a little bit.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Yes. Because sometimes it takes a couple seconds, and then sometimes...
It don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, nutty. Sometimes you don't do the bad. Guys, listen, there's a red diamond, and it says closed. Montaño Road Northwest at 4th Street, closed. That can't be good.
That can't.
Cannot. Also, there's an accident, I-40 West at I-25. That's exit 159 BC. This exit was constructed millennia ago. Ridiculous. Also, there's a stalled vehicle. The right lane's blocked. Montgomery Boulevard West at Wyoming. And we have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. As well as the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Which, everything looks like it's moving pretty smooth around there. Pretty smooth around there. If you're driving around there, it's pretty smooth. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Whoa,
505-338-3669.
Yeah.
I wanted to help you. I wanted to...
Gosh.
Together...
It's just not working.
Together, I felt like we could have done that better.
We could have. It's okay. Okay. Stranded in a snowbank.
What?
Yeah. A mom in her blue Chevy Cobalt buried under several feet of ice. Karen Rossi feared the worst. She huddled in her car and she thought, I'm not gonna make it, guys.
What is this?
I'm going down.
Is this MJ?
She's in freezing temperatures, y'all.
This
hours
isn't
slipped
MJ.
Away. The Lancaster, New York pharmacy technician penned farewell.
Yes, farewell.
I can't do it.
Farewell.
I hate this.
Farewell letters.
Because she thought,
goodbye.
This is it. Ain't no mystery anymore.
Yep. I thought this was, this is it. Here I stand.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to like actually kick in, and it just gave me 37 seconds of nothing.
You know what we need?
Thank you for ruining
my life. You should play
life.
Rolling in the Deep.
Because she was actually. She was definitely rolling in the deep. This woman died, bro.
Oh.
Gosh.
She did die. She died. She didn't die. She lived. She lived.
A pharmacy technician. She lived. Penned farewell letters to her two daughters, thinking no one would find her before it was too late. She was in a record-setting 6-foot snowfall, all right? She says the situation was surreal. It just felt silent for hours. Nobody came. My phone had died. I couldn't charge it because I'd taken my daughter's car to work after being buried further by a snowplow and fearing help was not on the way. She tried to dig out to clear her tailpipe as her gas supply dwindled. She got a cell phone message off to her daughter who urged her to make sure it was open amid fears of carbon monoxide poisoning from running the engine to stay warm, unable to open her door. She said she rolled down a window and cleared a path with a sweatshirt, digging frantically for daylight. She was rolling in the deep, y'all. But she couldn't get through.
Yes.
Hours passed, and she made one last-ditch effort to save herself.
Save yourself!
Digging out again with a shirt and a red snow brush, she finally found an opening and waved for help. To no avail. She slipped back into the car.
Really?
Wet. Exhausted.
Cold.
Frightened. She began penning goodbye messages to her girls on scraps of paper she found in her purse.
That is really sad.
Telling everyone she loved goodbye. She got a little burst of energy, and one last time, she crawled out to wave for help, and wouldn't you know it, a good Samaritan, Dave Edwards, saw her. Oh, Dave!
Hey, Super Dave!
Yeah!
That's cool.
Woo, Dave!
Dave!
What?
Oh, yeah. No, it says that at the beginning.
And God. This stupid computer. I hate everything. I'm quitting. I'm quitting life, guys.
Don't quit life. No.
Can we just go? Please!
No, we have to power through this. What if the lady would have said, can I just go? She would have finished her letters and she would have died. But you know what?
She finished her letters.
Super Dave rescued her.
Guys.
What?
I'm just, look. She penned letters of sadness to her daughters.
Yes.
All right. Dave Edwards saw her.
Okay.
He was driving a large black truck.
Okay.
He scooped her up.
Scoop!
Threw her in the truck. Took her to his own home to help her warm up and get dry. Along with the other people he had saved along the way.
Whoa, he saved more than one person?
He saved a bunch of people,
dog. Super Dave is soup.
Dave Edwards is amazing.
Dave Edwards, you are more than super. You are super duper.
Here's my question. Teo, you're stranded for like 16 hours in the snow.
Jurassic World.
Is
that not the same question from earlier?
You're on the brink.
Okay.
You're caught in the middle between this world and the next.
No, I can't. That can't.
Okay? You're feeling like a madman. Okay?
Okay.
You're willing to give it one more try, but you just don't know what you can do.
Do you have it pulled up so you can look at it?
I really don't.
Okay. Because I don't know just what to do is not one of our songs.
Here's the real question. Okay. You've penned this incredible letter to Dawn saying farewell. Do you...
I would have written it to Beans.
Do you, in fact, read the letter to your spouse?
Oh, after the fact?
Yes. All of a sudden, boom, you're alive. You made it. You lived. And you're like, baby, you don't understand.
It depends.
I was going to die. I penned you this letter. I feel like...
Just turn it around.
Do you read that or is that too weird?
Like,
is it too personal?
Here's the sad part.
Is it
depends
much?
On what I want in the situation. It's like, okay, how bad do I need to manipulate this moment?
You're like, but I wrote you a poem. Remember that time I was dying and I wrote you this lovely letter?
No, I wouldn't say it like that. Do we have anything from the notebook? Bad day is not going to pull it off for me.
Okay, you want like this deep, intimate moment or what?
Yes.
Okay. We just played Adele. I don't know what else. Here, look. Look at this letter I wrote.
No, this would definitely.
I was dying and I didn't die.
No, this is definitely not what I would play. There's nothing. There was no moment in my life
Here,
that would require that
I didn't
song.
Die. Good news, girl. I didn't die.
No, this is one not. More night. This isn't the right mood.
We got one more night.
This is a different mood than I was thinking of.
Hey, just one more night.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You and me, girl.
What's the letter say?
Huh?
Wait, maybe this will work. Play Story in My Life.
Story.
It's over there on the left.
My life.
Fourth from the bottom. On the left. So anyway, I would pull the letter out, and I would say, hey, here's the deal. The other day, I thought I was going to die. And in my final moments, I wrote this letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would read the letter, and it would say stuff. I know we've been through highs and lows, through warm and cold. Ha ha. And I would put a little ha ha, because I would be freezing. And I would say, but... Oh, no, wait, play the Titanic music. That's perfect, because he was freezing. Because
you froze to death.
Yes, play that music. Can we even find it? Guys, our new system, it's just, look, she says type it in. Mitch says, can you manually search and you're not doing that?
Shh.
Is that what's, okay.
Baby girl, shh.
I am not a girl. I am a woman. I'm a strong woman of CrossFit. So anyway, I would say, hey, listen. Pretty much in this life.
You only get one shot.
You're on the door.
No, I missed your chance.
And I am in the water. I chose this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never let go of you. So if you try to let me go, I will haunt you. I will haunt you. I will prove that ghosts exist. I don't care what you believe.
Would you read the letter to Dawn?
Yeah, this is the letter.
Oh.
This is what I'm reading. I will haunt you. So don't you ever, ever... ever forget about me, because once you're my friend, you're never not my friend.
Huh?
And once you're my wife, you're never not my wife.
No, that's okay.
No matter what.
Speaking of, coming up on Wednesday, we got a Shock Therapy Live question for the ages.
No, I don't even want to approach it then.
No, we don't have to.
I'm gonna sit that day out. I'm gonna sit in that room with Doug. Doug's not gonna be here.
We'll
need a producer. I'll be in there.
Whew. Nope.
Yeah.
I already talked to Mitch. She said she was doing the show on Wednesday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Mitch. No, I'm going to do it. So anyway, I don't think I'd read the letter. In all honesty, no way. I'd throw it away.
Okay.
I would just throw it away. Did she read the letter to people?
No. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I have a question. She was buried in snow for 13 hours. She penned these letters to her children.
She wrote her final words.
Expressing her love. Her final words to her kids. Would you read the letter to your loved ones if you lived? Just saying. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, your phone calls for the question of the day. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Worked well.
Yeah,
buddy, you did the right thing.
Thanks, man.
You did good, guys. We have a couple of things to report. Closed Montaño Road Northwest at East. Wait, gosh, what's with the directional changes in the street names?
You got me.
Montaño Road Northwest East at 4th Street.
Maybe it's because it's like Montaño Northwest if you're going eastbound.
Maybe they closed it because they're like, wait a second, we got like 7 directions on the street name. We need to change that.
It's only one direction.
There's only one direction. I'll tell you where that is. Story in my life. Also, there's an accident at I-40 West at I-25. That's exit 159 BC, the most ancient exit. And we have Paseo del Norte at I-25. Under construction like crazy time.
Booyah.
And we have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
What happened? I just looked at you and you were staring off in the distance.
I feel dreadful, man.
You were in a portal of your mind.
I'm not making it.
Yes, you are.
Trying. Coffee shop here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Man, look at all the responses we have to our question of the day. Hang on, let me refresh.
Oh, man.
Bill.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of the day. Karen Rossi. She was trapped in a car for 13 hours under this record-setting snowfall that happened up east.
Yeah.
Hanging out in Lancaster, New York. She feared the worst. So she wrote farewell letters to her loved ones. to her daughters, to her family. Saying peace out, y'all. Well, 13 hours later, she had one last attempt. She had tried so many times to get free. She tried digging. She tried all these things. It wasn't working. But she decided she was going to go for it. She was wet, exhausted, frightened. She had written goodbye letters and thought, no.
No.
Once more into the great beyond. What is the term? Once more into the whatever.
The beautiful hereafter.
She just started digging.
She thought she was going to die.
And she got out. And a good Samaritan, Dave Edwards, saw her and saved her life.
Man.
She was frozen. I mean, not like literally frozen. Like she was
really cold.
No, okay.
She said, I want to build a snowman. And that was her motivation to get out of that car.
So the question of the day is, do you let it go? You think you're going to die. You pin these incredible, beautiful, fantastic, amazing.
Amazing.
Final words. Do you read them to your family members, or do you just kind of throw them away and go,
Bill says he would make paper airplanes out of the paper.
Okay.
He's not a wordsmith. He's never been one to serenade or to sonnet. He's kind of the guy that just makes paper airplanes, if you know.
I seriously want to know. This is a real question, because I don't know that I would... I don't know that I would read them.
I wouldn't.
No?
No way.
You'd throw them away?
Yeah.
But it's like to the person that you were going to say goodbye to.
Yeah, I'll throw them away because you don't have to say goodbye anymore. You're like, oh, hello.
But like you could relive the experience and it'd be like this beautiful moment.
That sounds like a great experience to relive over and over and over. You're right. I take my words back. My near-death experience. That's what I want to relive over and over.
I'm just saying.
With the person I was prepared to say goodbye.
It could be a beautiful.
That's how I want to spend the moments with them now that I've been given a second chance. Hey, now that we're still together, let's reflect on when I thought we weren't going to be forever. Let's not waste our time enjoying ourselves with this new life.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 338-3700. I want to know, man. This chick was buried in the snow. She wrote farewell notes to her family. Would you read them?
Nope.
What if Dawn was trapped? Like, oh man, tour bus, crazy. she wrote this beautiful like love note to you. Would you want to read it?
If she wanted to read it to me, I would listen, but I wouldn't be like, hey.
You'd be like, hey man, let me read that letter.
I wouldn't say, let me see what you said.
Let me see that letter.
I wouldn't be like that.
I want to read your obituary.
I think I would be more stoked that she was alive, and I wouldn't care about those final words. But knowing Dawn, she would probably like either not tell me about them, or she would just put them away for like
safekeeping.
She would put them away and put an addendum to them and say, "I had written these when I thought I was going to die, but now that I've passed on, if you're reading this, this is what I wanted to say."
Man.
And she would add to them, and she'd be like, "And it'd be so much better and so much sweeter because she is a wordsmith." And I would cry. Oh my gosh, I would just cry and cry. Ah! Everywhere. I would just cry everywhere.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. Of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
You know what our question of the day should have been?
Huh?
What trailer is going to be better, Star Wars or Jurassic World?
Oh, man.
It'd probably
Star
be like, Wars. We'd have like
Star
so many responses.
Star Wars all day long.
I'd say Star Jurassic. Wars probably more anticipated.
Okay.
I would definitely say that.
All right.
But I don't know.
We got Trip McNeely hanging out.
Trip McNeely. I see him over there.
I don't know what to do.
What's he do? He's just poking his. He's like,
I feel like
looking
I should just
here.
Keep talking
I
for
know.
The sake of talking at this point.
You want me to shoo him away? You want me to shoo him away?
I don't know. Guys, our tech ops guy, he's pretty amazing. He's hanging out right outside the door and he's staring at us.
Yeah, he's got a jacket on that
what
has
do we
a.
Do?
It's got like a. What's the symbol when you turn a computer off? The on symbol or whatever?
Oh, the power? The power button?
That's on his jacket.
Right. He's got the power.
Wait, do you think if we walked up and pressed that button on his jacket, he would just power down?
Maybe you should do that.
Oh, he walked away.
What do you do?
You go. You power him down.
Maybe he's listening. Maybe he's listening. And he was like, oh,
hey,
making him uncomfortable.
Hey, you listening? Hey.
Hey, Trip.
Can you hear me?
Trip. Trip.
Look at me.
Trip.
If you can hear me, hold one finger up in the air. No response.
Nope, nothing.
Wait.
No. Yeah, but is he faking it?
I think he could be. Well, Mitch isn't listening. Maybe Daniel's listening.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Man, speaking of dying a slow, painful death.
This show.
Gosh. What is happening?
The best Monday! Bill says he makes really good paper airplanes. What?
I don't know what's happening,
there
guys.
There are 100. The Foo Fighters got activated.
I'm just learning to fly, guys.
Guys, Steve-O's a little sick. So give him a break.
Speaking of sick, Jennifer Garner recently came out and said she is sick.
Sick.
Of J-Lo.
Why?
More specifically, she's tired of J-Lo talking about her husband, Ben Affleck. Source close to Jennifer Garner said that Affleck's current wife of 9 years has been fuming about the interviews J-Lo has been doing recently about how he was the one that got away, and Ben Affleck was my first true love.
Oh, whatever.
Says, quote, she's fuming that J-Lo's been discussing her relationship with Ben.
What is J-Lo
now? Almost
know?
Every interview she brings up how Ben was her first true love. She thinks it's disrespectful, especially because she and Ben have 3 kids. It's hurtful for the kids, too, yo.
Uh-oh, what'd you just laugh at?
Us.
Why?
Because, man.
Because we're talking about J-Lo and Jennifer Garner and their feud.
Yeah.
Man, it's Monday.
Yeah.
It's Monday. Hey, you know what? I'm about to find something really cool. I'm going to find some news right now. It's the coolest news we've ever read. Let me find it.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Nope. Nothing. No good news. No good news is bad news, I always say. Looks like, and there is none this day. Oh, the defense secretary is going to resign. What was that?
I hate this computer. Guys, we got a new automation system.
Does it show us like a preview and then it plays?
It hates me. Coming up tomorrow night, we have our hangout sesh with our Connect group.
We do.
We're doing a special Thanksgiving potluck.
Yep.
Rocking a turkey. Dawn's actually going to come over to the house and cook it.
Yay! She gets home today.
I found some rules for turkeys, if anybody cares. Since nobody's listening, we're just going to talk about turkey do's and
don'ts. Let's do it. Turkey do's and
don'ts. Dawn is listening. She needs some of these tips since she's cooking a turkey for 20 of us.
She is in an airport in Chicago. I hope she's
listening. If you want to serve a Thanksgiving feast that everybody can gobble down, huh? You got to brush up on some safety rules that will help guard against foodborne illnesses, which
turkey
are
tips.
Rampant in turkey.
Yep.
Number one, thawing. You have to thaw it in the fridge, allowing 24 hours per 5 pounds of turkey.
Okay.
If you're in a hurry, you can thaw the packaged bird in cold water, but we're not in a hurry. We've had that turkey in the fridge for days.
It's true.
Wait, days. I don't know if that's bad.
Ooh, how much did you say it weighs?
30 pounds?
That's
30,
not even on
31
the
pounds.
Scale.
20s? I don't remember. No, it's $40. Here's some real math. It's $40, 69 cents a pound. You do the math.
No. All right, hang on, I will. But it requires a calculator, and I will use one.
69 cents a pound.
Okay, 0.69 times 40. You said it's 40 pounds?
It was $40. I don't know how many pounds it is. That's what we're trying to figure out. So come on.
How am I supposed to do this?
So you take 69 cents, right, times, divided by $30.
I give up.
69 cents.
It's innumerable. We will never know.
Static.
Hey, guys, it's producer Doug.
Doug,
what happened?
Doug,
you said you were going to come in and do the show even though you had a baby and you didn't show up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you had a baby.
It's in your non-disclosure agreement. We're not even supposed to talk about it.
Gosh, yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're okay.
Terrible.
How are you?
Show
Did you get any
awful.
Sleep?
It's been really funny to listen to you guys the last 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's fine.
Doug has some great news because not only did baby Jackson show up yesterday, but somebody else made a huge comeback.
Yep.
Who?
The Stinger showed up on Survivor Series last night.
Sting.
Okay.
Sting came back on Jackson's day of birth.
Okay. Yes.
There is no better omen for that baby.
What?
No.
Nope. It was Boris Karloff's birthday yesterday. Born in 1887, I think.
Doug, your baby's going to be a hero. Do you get it?
Yes. He's going to come down from the rafters and beat people up.
Oh, man.
Or he's just
like he beat Triple H up.
Really scary goth kid.
Did Sting really beat up Triple H?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
There's no way that's real
he
life.
Did.
That makes me so happy.
There's no way.
That is real life. That would have happened.
They let it happen. Because Sting is a Christian and he had the Lord on his side.
That's
And Triple H is the sixth letter of the alphabet, so you know.
And he is Triple H. So
666 A B C D E F. No, F is the sixth letter.
H is.
No,
not me and Doug. No,
it's the eighth letter.
We got it.
The Roman alphabet.
Gosh, yeah, you got to check the Roman alphabet. When in Rome.
I'm going home. I'm going home, guys. There's nothing for me here. Nothing for me here. Tell us about your baby, Doug.
My wife's water broke just like in the movies.
Shut up.
Like all over?
We were literally getting ready to leave the house, and she was putting on her boots, and she just yelled. And I, like, walked out because I just thought the dogs had done something. And she's like, my water broke. And I was like, no, it didn't. And I looked down, and I go, oh, your water did break.
Whoa. Wow. Man, I've had three kids, never had that experience.
Yeah, it was.
They had to break it.
No, it was insane. So then, we just hung out, and then we went to the hospital, and we walked around the hospital for 12 hours trying to get things going.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she was in labor for, 6 hours yesterday morning, and then he was there.
Wait, you walked around the hospital for 12 hours?
For 4 hours.
4 hours. I thought you said for 12 hours. I was like, man.
Yeah.
No, and then she went to, actual labor yesterday morning, and then he was born yesterday afternoon.
Are you so excited?
I am terrified.
Yeah! You have a baby, dude.
He, swallowed a bunch of mucus yesterday, when he was coming out. So last night, he just kept coughing. And every time he coughed, we would, freak out and jump up and be like, what's wrong? What's going on?
Welcome to parenthood. Welcome.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, it is the worst. I'm so glad.
It is the worst. I Google mapped how long it would take for me to drive to Toronto, Canada.
Yes!
And start a new life. 27 hours.
Doug, I would have done that with you.
I could have already been there.
The car that I drive... Wait, your car gets great gas mileage.
Here's the best part.
Yes.
At least right now he's coughing, so it's like waking you up to make sure that he's cool. Just wait for the moments when he's absolutely still and sleeping soundly, and you put your freaking ear to their nostrils because you're like, I can't hear them breathing. I can't... Oh, okay, they're just asleep. Okay.
We did that this morning because he went coughing and not sleeping all night to... All of a sudden, he slept for 2 hours.
Oh, yes.
Dude. And we woke up, from actually sleeping, and we, looked at each other, and we were like, is he alive?
Yes. Is he alive?
Welcome to parenthood, dude.
Yes, but the best part of the whole thing was when they cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, no.
Blood flew everywhere.
You didn't cut it?
So every time people came in to, visit us yesterday, they'd like, so how did it go? And I would just point at the roof and the wall behind the bed. And it's just blood splattered.
Doug, you didn't cut the umbilical cord?
No, I couldn't because as soon as he came out, they had to, take him to NICU.
Oh.
So it was he had to, cut, and then it was, just...
Cut and run.
Run, yeah.
Doug, you're...
Congratulations,
man,
Doug.
You got any tips for me? Wait.
Run.
No, yeah.
Run.
Which highway was the best one? Did you figure out...
40 to I-44.
Okay.
There's light construction in Indianapolis,
I'm going to map this out. Hang on. Toronto. Albuquerque.
You can't
Wait,
escape.
Why didn't you just want to go to Vancouver? It's so nice and it's closer. Albuquerque to Vancouver.
I just figured Toronto was further away.
Well, it is further away, but I mean, at least this way you could monitor from a safe distance, like a deist god overlooking his watch that he made.
No, I just was... There was no monitoring. It was just getting away.
Well, it's only 25 hours from here to Vancouver, and let's take a look at the map. Let's see if there's any toll roads. I don't know. Guys, if there's toll roads, we're going to have to find an alternate route. This does take us through Provo, Salt Lake City, and Ogden, so some beautiful scenery to see. We can do this.
You can pick up a wife or two.
Oh, look!
Doug, we're so proud that you had a baby. This
Doug,
is good.
We're
you didn't
super
pass
stoked.
Out. You
super
didn't do
stoked.
Anything crazy. You're still here.
Yet.
It was terrifying.
When are you coming back to work, buddy?
Well, we can't leave the hospital until tomorrow afternoon.
So Monday, huh?
So we'll see you on
next Monday.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
So you're not coming in a small group tomorrow night?
Don't.
No, because we will just be getting out of the hospital.
Buddy, we bought a 30-pound turkey. Like, you have to.
Steve-O's mad at you.
And Shannon just started eating meat, too.
Oh.
What were you guys planning on bringing?
We were going to bring, I don't even remember.
Gosh, Doug.
Was it cranberry sauce?
What have you been doing the last couple days? You got to remember it, basic things.
It was fresh cranberry sauce. Steve's favorite.
Oh, my gosh. That means I have to bring it.
No, you have to bring cranberry sauce.
I'll do that.
Thanks for nothing, Doug.
Sacrifice.
Sorry.
Hope you enjoy your new life with your kid, because we're not friends anymore.
Doug, I'm still your friend.
Mateo, I love you.
I'm not a fair weather friend. And I'm
love you, and Sting would have beat Triple H up in real life.
Oh, I know. My gosh. I know he would. We both know.
Yeah.
He's got a baseball bat, and all Triple H has is his problems.
No, he's got a sledgehammer. He got a sledgehammer, you guys.
Not anymore. He's the commish.
All right, fine. Doug, I'm just kidding.
All right,
kidding.
You guys take care.
Bye,
Friends,
Doug.
I love you, Doug.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Producer Doug, everyone.
This really is a beautiful route. You can turn at Twin Falls.
You are not allowed to leave. Okay.
No, look, and then you go through Boise, and you cut through this corner of Oregon. Do you go through Ashland?
You just got to take it step by step, buddy.
Hang on. I'm going to have to reroute through Ashland, Oregon. Where is it? Ashland, Oregon.
Vancouver's not in Canada?
Yes, it is. There is a Vancouver. There's a Vancouver, Oregon, and a Vancouver, Canada.
Why don't you just stop in Vancouver, Oregon?
Hang on. Where is Ashland? Oh, my gosh. Ashland, you are so far south!
Static!
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What up?
Hey, you know, it is freaky being a parent, because I remember when my son was born, I saw it, and I was already freaking out. And when he came out, his head was coned because coming out of the...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, I freaked out, dude. It was like straight cone head. And I looked at the doctor, and I looked at my wife, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, I got to ask. And I asked the doctor, is his head going to stay like that?
What did the doctor say?
Dude, and the doctor just said, no, they laughed, man. And I was like, oh, my God.
Don't laugh at me!
Yeah, dude, but I thought it was good. And then you said, oh, just rub his head and, you know, it'll... But yeah, that freaked me out. And she was in labor for 18 hours.
Whoa!
Yeah, yes. Man, it was pretty brutal.
All champions. Chrissy's longest labor was like 3 hours. Yeah.
And you were probably like, gosh,
this is taking forever.
Would you just hurry up? Halo comes out tomorrow.
Return of the King that's taking so long.
I'm going to a movie. You just lay there.
Yeah.
All right, well, Doug, if you're listening, man, congratulations, man. You'll be a great dad. Don't even sweat it, man.
There you go.
All right, man. I love you, Doug.
There you go. Love you.
Pull boy from Cruises. Producer Doug is a daddy, guys. It's official.
It's getting a little too real for me.
Why?
Because Doug just had a baby. That means I'm next.
You are next.
Yeah.
You're getting close, bud.
So, Thebe says he attended a life celebration last weekend where 400-plus people were present. It was at a Vineyard church, so there was a lot of worship. Truly awesome. On the way home, he thought about how we should shower accolades down on the deceased. Or he thought about how we do that, even when they can't hear him. Why do we wait until our loved ones are dead to let them know how much they mean to us? In the same light, why would anyone withhold what they've written as their supposed last words on earth from the recipient if the death didn't occur?
That's an interesting...
Yeah, that's a good viewpoint.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. A woman was trapped in her car for 13 hours, thought she was going down, thought she was a goner, and she penned her final words to her loved ones, to her family, to her kids, and, dude, I'm just saying, would you read them?
I know
she
this.
Lived.
I know this. I all this Doug having a baby talk makes me real nervous, so I asked Dawn if we could cancel our order, quote unquote.
Okay.
And she said she's gonna ask the baby and see what it thinks.
Yeah.
Joke's on her. The baby can't even think.
No, okay.
Joke's on you, girl.
Oh man, I can't wait for you to have this baby.
Ugh.
You know you're going to get hate mail today, right?
No, I'm not.
Like, concerned people thinking you're serious.
They understand. They're not going to.
Studio at mystaticradio.com for all of your lovely letters.
Mm-hmm.
He thrives on them.
I do.
He does.
We haven't gotten one in a long time.
I know. Speaking of thriving, I am thriving on some medicine.
He is.
I'm going to go do that and take a nap.
This guy's about to crash.
Until tomorrow, guys. Until tomorrow. Question of the day is posted. Feel free to chime in for Mitch's show. It'll... Liven it up? Huh?
Liven it up?
Because it's about death?
Neat.
Okay, that's it.
Chime on in, everybody. Thebes had a great viewpoint.
He did. So we want to know your thoughts. If you thought you were going under, you thought you were going down, and you penned your final words and lived, would you share them with your loved ones?
Interesting.
I don't know if I would, man.
Anyways. I don't think I would.
If you missed any part of the show, don't worry. It wasn't that good. Wait, no. You can.
It was okay. It was just
okay.
Guys.
I feel terrible. I apologize to all of your ears.
Tomorrow is New Music Tuesday.
That's right.
And we're going to have Quality Tam Tuesday later on in the broadcast.
Also right. And Poema.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
Oh, yeah, ma.
Tune in tomorrow. It's not going to suck.
We hope.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.